secret US aircraft. It is hard to believe any country could build and test an airplane and still keep it secret, yet it just happened again. The United States Air Force has just admitted they did just that. The plane is what is now known as a sixth generation fighter, which means it is the most advanced of fighter aircraft generations. From what I have read, the plane is better protected, has more stealth, and is extremely lethal. It has been said the entire project took only 1 year to accomplish. Are you listening, Boeing and Lockheed? I don't know who actually built the plane. It could have even been one of the old aerospace companies, but apparently there were no delays. We have no way of knowing what part of what we are being told is true, or should I say untrue, since we probably don't want to let the cat out of the bag. Does the plane have the capability of going into space, for example? It is believed we already have planes which will do this and have had them for a while. Being able to go into space has many advantages. One is it makes it much harder for air defenses to shoot a plane down. Another is you might be able to go over a target so high that target would be helpless to stop you. Another advantage is orbital speed. If you could get into orbit and circled the globe every 90 minutes or so, you could reach any target in under an hour, no matter how far away it was. It is believed the new plane was designed to replace the F-22 Raptor, or so it is believed right now. This opinion could change when we find out more about the plane. It would be interesting to know if it needs a pilot or is remotely flown or both. Does it have vertical landing capability? This leads me to wonder about a second thing. How many other planes have been developed we don't know about? There have been rumors for years about the Aurora, a plane which is said to be able to fly into low orbit. As a matter of fact, it has been said we are now on the third generation of Auroras. One thing which is being said about the new plane which is claimed to be true is the fact it uses a new engine. Could it be one of those new dual-purpose engines which allow for flight in space? We know the X-37B, the pilotless plane which looks like a small space shuttle, has been flying missions for years. Could it have been some sort of test bed for the new plane to test new tech? Its missions were secret, and now that we know about the new secret plane, there seems there could be a connection of some sort. When electronics are tested, they can be hidden in ordinary planes and we would never know. Interestingly, there has been an uptick in UFO sightings in a lot of places in the United States. Could it be some of what people are seeing, our new secret US craft? The more radical looking an aircraft, the more of a chance it will be called a UFO by a witness. How do we know we don't have saucer-shaped aircraft by now? The answer to that question is easy to answer: we don't. There has been talk about secret propulsion systems, and the Chinese claim they have a plasma engine, but American engineers and scientists doubt that claim. And yet, can we be sure they don't have one? Could it be we have one and have kept it secret, and somehow the Chinese would have had to steal the plans? On the other hand, could we have been trying to develop one and have not been able to so far? Advanced weapons soon become targets as time goes by. Some keep their advanced status longer than others. Planes seem to advance slower than does their electronics, and when we put advanced electronics in older planes, in certain instances they become formattable. The United States has done this with the Super Hornet F/A-18 Block 3. It has advanced computer power with advanced sensors which allow long-range detection and can track distant aircraft. To avoid jamming, the tracking can be done with infrared searching and tracking. The airframe has been improved for a longer life. It has the ability to track multiple targets. Boeing, the manufacturer, claims the plane has bigger fuel tanks which allow it a longer range, and the plane has been modified to reduce drag, allowing for faster speeds. The first Hornet flew on the 12th of April 1980, and 40 years later we are producing the modified version, which many believe is practically a new plane. We hear the Lockheed Martin F-35 is one of the most advanced fighters in the world, and that makes good press for the company. But the plane has many detractors, including me. One would think over the years planes would get faster, and yet this plane is slower than some which came before it, and the new Russian planes, though in very limited production, can fly circles around it. When a general was questioned about this, he replied, "It makes a great weapons platform at a distance. Heck, so does a B-50 to bomber or many other planes." The idea was to build a plane which could outfly the enemy planes, and this plane doesn't do that on some levels. The planes, even after production, had hundreds of things wrong with them. Some of the problems which have been cited in articles are with fuel tank design, lightning protection, flight control problems, helmet display issues, different components seem to be unreliable. It has been reported Chinese hackers have possibly stolen classified data related to the F-35 project. I think that would serve them right. Just kidding. For one of the most expensive aircraft projects at about $1.5 trillion, it doesn't seem we got our money's worth, but what else is new? When it comes to weapons programs, we consistently seem to overpay and accept products which are not completely ready to be used, with a promise they will be fixed in the future. I like to say to people, would you buy a car that had problems if the salesman told you they will fix them later? I know I wouldn't, but I am not a part of that corrupt system in Washington where everyone dips their beaks into the money pool along the way.